And now we're having a little quick break from all this fishy talk, and we're going to delve into how chemistry is being put to a rather novel use, helping us to track the movements of migrating birds. Now, I know that everyone's been missing Dr. Chris while he's off on his holidays, but here he is to tell us more.
Every year, millions of birds migrate around the planet, looking for a warm place to spend their winter and a cool place with plenty of food to spend the summer. But keeping tabs on where they go and where they've been isn't easy. We really need this information to help conservationists to protect threatened species and also to understand how diseases like avian flu might be spreading around. Until now, though, the process has been very difficult. Attaching trackers to individual birds can be traumatic for the animals, and it can also weigh them down, especially if they're small. But now Durham University researcher Laura Font has found a way around the problem, using chemistry. She measures the relative amounts of different isotopes or forms of the metal strontium in a bird's feathers. And because the levels of these strontium isotopes vary in a known way from one geographical area to another, and birds usually shed and then regrow their feathers before they migrate, the strontium in the feathers can be used as a kind of chemical fingerprint, telling researchers where the bird has come from.
We've been developing a technique to measure strontium isotopes in bird feathers. Because there's a biologist in the Department of Biology of Durham University that they came to us with a problem, and basically they wanted to know if we could analyze the strontium isotopes in bird feathers to track migration paths. Because this type of work has been done, this type of analysis has been done in using bones of birds, but obviously you have to capture the bird and kill it and then get, you know, subtract the bone sample.
So what's the sort of scientific basis for using A, strontium, and B, feathers?
Because the strontium ratios are that we analyse in rock samples, they are very characteristic of the different lithologies and also of the age of the rock. So then if a bird is in a particular environment where there's a particular type of rock, then this ratio that is in this environment will be in as well in the tissues of the bird, because these the ratios of the rock will be, like explained in a very easy way, will be trespassed to the soil and then the plants and all the insects that eat these plants, and then the bird will eat these insects or snails, and then the same ratio will go through this trophic chain.
And why do you use feathers?
Because the migratory birds, they change the feathers when they are in the winter location, and in the summer location they will change these feathers, you know, in each season. So then each feather will reflect the ratios in the winter location or when they move to the summer location.
So you can get a pretty accurate picture of where the bird has been, where it's come from,
yeah,
and then gone to. These amounts of strontium must be absolutely tiny in the feathers.
Yeah.
How do you actually measure it?
We use this special technique with micro columns with a special resin, and then we dissolve the feather, we pass it through these small columns, and then we collect the strontium fraction, and then we load these solutions on filaments, and then we analyze it with a thermal ionization mass spectrometer.
And that gives you a picture of what the relative ratios are.
Well, so yes, that gives you a value. Then you also have to analyze soils and look at the geology of the areas where you think that these birds spend their winters and their summers.
This is very useful for people that happen to like looking at where birds have come and gone, but there must be some important medical and scientific principles which would benefit from this. I can think immediately we're all worried about avian flu.
Avian flu, yes, because if we manage to define very well the migration routes of migratory birds, then if we know that there's species that can potentially carry bird flu, then if we manage to characterize these migration paths, then we will manage to find the origin of birds carriers of the flu.
And that was our own Dr. Chris talking to Durham University's Laura Font to find out how strontium locked up in a bird's feathers can be used to track where it's been without having to do it any damage.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks, the Naked Scientists.